The strongest perfume of all the flowers on the market stall is that of the lilies. The scent has something lush and unsteadying about it. Uncle Marcello prides himself on the successful hothousing of such flora. He has strains that are very difficult to raise in the soil here. Annette must be careful when handling the lilies. Their pollen is worn tremulously, and the smallest knock or brush could dislodge it and stain her clothing or the clothing of customers. The strokes of orange and yellow are impossible to remove. When they're in season, the lilies have a curious effect. They breathe their scent over everything, their long, dusted tongues panting the aroma. The perfume is insistent, a soprano pitch, which lifts above the rest of the bouquets. It tingles the bridge of Annette's nose when she leans close, making her hands and neck feel soft, like the time Uncle Marcello gave her a tumbler of Nocino to sip. Those who buy lilies behave in a way that suggests dreaminess. They sigh, they sing and hum under their breath. They make unwitting noises, as if enjoying a delicious plate of food. They flirt. All around them are the notes of a peculiar kind of love. Perhaps if flowers are blessings of God, as her mother suggests, the lilies serve a different function to the virtuous rose. White lilies are for annunciation and grace, such as the angel offered to the Madonna. But the stargazers and the tigers are vivid and exotic. Their shapes and colours voluptuous, and their fragrances intoxicating. Her mother does not keep lilies in Castrobecco, as she keeps cuttings of other flowers. She finds them extravagant and inappropriate. She says they are too expensive to waste. The white ones are for church, and the others are suitable only for the bordello. Her mother has opinions about the inappropriateness of many things. She has opinions about Annette's unruly hair braids, about the scandalous price of renting their stall, and the money-raking of the cooperatives, the council and the government. She has things to say about the attire of President Sarragat and the political mistresses. Her firmest opinions are always about what is moral and what is not. And yet she does not often leave the house. She does not investigate for herself the corruptions of Italy, but prefers to read about them at the kitchen table.